Wake-Up Call on 1300 WTLS and 106.5 FM. And our pleasure to bring in one of the legends of football, not only college, but pro, and the guy that hosts the Ultimate Sports Show with Chris Stewart and Mike Grace every weeknight here on WTLS. One and only Kenny Snake Stabler. Good morning, Snake. How you doing?
Michael, good to be with you guys this morning. How's everything?
We're doing well, as well as can be.
Expected.
Yeah, after what happened last weekend, yep. You said you had a little time with us this morning. We're going to spend a lot of time on that, but let's get right to that. You've been up there in the booth and seen a lot of football. You've watched a lot of Alabama football. You've been in a lot of Alabama football. Is that the worst loss Alabama's ever had?
Oh, it's it hurts an awful lot. I mean, I don't know if it's the worst. You know, it's certainly not. You know, it brings up those games. You know, and my 10 years up in the booth, it's the most frustrating game that I think that I've been through or sat through or called the game. We Eli Gold and myself, and you know, I've tried to really like this team from day one. You know, I've always talked about how much heart they had, and they kept getting up off the deck, and they kept finding a way to put themselves in a position to win. And then the young quarterback has made a bunch of great plays, and he's also made some plays that have cost us an awful lot, too. And just the inconsistency of everything. But I've loved the heart. You know, I've loved this team, you know, all the way until Mississippi State. And in this past weekend, it's just you really don't understand, you know, why that there's just so much lack of emotion or lack of fire or lack of focus. And, you know, the whole stadium was that way. 92,000 people were kind of sitting on their hands and like no big deal, you know. And then Coach Saban talks about, warning of this, you know, that you got to be careful. I mean, everybody has great players, and these kids play with a chip on their shoulders. And there's so much talent out there, especially skill positions, wide receivers, little quarterbacks, and so much talent out there that these teams, you know, they've been looked over, and they play with a chip on their shoulder. And if you go help them turn the ball over and not play, then let a 4-6 Sunbelt Division team, Sunbelt Conference team, push you around like that. It's just frustrating as the devil. And we've been dealing with it on the show yesterday for about 4 hours, letting everybody kind of vent and kind of talk about it. But to answer your question, I don't know if it's the worst. It is, if there's such a thing as a signature loss for Coach Saban, then that's probably it. You know, he had UAB last year when he was at LSU, and I mean, not last year, but his first year at LSU, UAB beat him at home.
Right.
So he's been through some things like that, but really, really frustrating from our standpoint.
Well, one thing, it is frustrating for you as an Alabama fan, no doubt, and I've noticed that you can remain positive in the booth, and how tough is that to do? Because as a fan, you would, I'm sure, be screaming at the team or whatever. But you remain on the upbeat, even though you're watching something that you really couldn't have expected.
Well, you've seen them. They've seen them give us a lot of reason to cheer. I mean, we need to think about that. They've given us some reasons to boo, evidently, after this last week, which is ridiculous for Alabama fans to boo. But another story. I just think that this team, you know, I've liked this team an awful lot, you know, and I know that they can play. That offense with DJ Hall and John Parker, when he's in rhythm and the offensive line's playing a little bit better, we've seen them. We saw it against Tennessee. We saw them play the number one team in the country and give themselves a chance to win. We've seen them come back and put themselves in a chance to win every game that they've been in. But, like, again, they've also made some plays late in games and not be able to close the deal in a lot of those. But you still saw the heart. You still saw the fire. You still saw all the focus, you know, that you'd seen from day one. But I don't know, for whatever reason, this past week against Louisiana Monroe, it was just, I mean, so flat and so emotionless and like it didn't mean anything. And that's kind of frustrating.
What do you think of the criticism of John Parker Wilson? Because the quarterback seems to you're a quarterback. Is it fair? And it seems to almost be a consensus. At least give the backup a shot. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, whether it's fair or not is, I mean, it comes with the territory. It's just a part of it. You know, the quarterback can have more impact on a game, win or lose, than any other position, and all the attention will be, rightfully so, will be there. But anybody that understands, you know, football and team sport, that it takes 11 people to get that done. If people play better around, the better people play around him, the better he is. It's not the better he is, then the better the people around him get. It's the better the people around him need to be better. The offensive line needs to be better. Defense needs to be able to stop the run better. all of those things, you know. And but it comes with the territory of all that criticism, and I've defended him all year. I think he's got great heart, and I think he's a tough kid, and I think that he's only as good as the people around him. He is, you know, he's made some great decisions that's put us in a position to win, but he's also taken that position away with some bad decisions of the interceptions, the fumble in LSU or Florida State, and the interception this past week, the one down the middle. Everybody, any quarterback knows that one of the first things you see when you leave the center is the safeties, and there's a safety sitting back there. He laid the ball up down in the middle where he should have known there was a safety. The other interception, I think the ball was a little bit late coming out of there, and he doesn't throw the ball on target, and it's a little bit behind Will Oakley. Will Oakley gets the hand on it, tips it up, intercepted. I mean, you know, two bad decisions, and they cost you in the game, and he's made those at the end of games. He's made those in crucial times, and those are the decisions that he needs to make in order to, you know, regain all that confidence and regain the respect. Not that he's lost it. Anybody that knows him, he's a great kid, but just the respect for the way that he's played. He's marched himself up the Alabama record books, given in a losing cause the majority of the time. But the kid can play. He just gets out of rhythm, and people around him need to help him stay in rhythm.
In your post-game interview there with Keith Brown, the senior on there with Barry, and Barry asked him a question there, and Keith said, "We found out Louisiana Monroe is a pretty good team." Did you ever think you'd hear the day when you had an Alabama player say that Louisiana Monroe was a pretty good team and they just lost to them?
Yeah, I hear you. I know exactly what you're saying. You know, like I saw Simeon Castile's quote too, that said it needs to mean more to us. It needs to mean more to us. How in the hell do you come and play at Alabama and it not mean anything to you? You know, it doesn't matter who you play. It's the fact that you're wearing the red jersey. You know, that's like Coach Saban says, you know, let's worry about us, and let's don't worry about who we're playing, let's worry about how we play. And to lack any kind of motivation and focus and things like that, that's the frustrating part for me of my 10 years up there, in this game, and what comes out of this game, and all the issues around this game is the most frustrating one for me.
Hey, talk about the rivalry, Auburn-Alabama game a little bit, and how, you know, you won a lot of games there, and when you beat Auburn, it had to be very special. And one of the most, I guess, exciting games and a favorite memory for so many Bama fans, you're running the mud.
Well, you know, the Auburn-Alabama rivalry, I mean, you know how important it is, and it's beating in your head when you're in high school, grade school. I mean, I was made an Alabama fan by my father, who listened to it on the radio and listened to Pat Trammell and Billy Richardson and all the 61 national, Leroy Jordan, the 61 national championship guys, you know, and you want to go there and play, and that Alabama-Auburn rivalry, you learn how important that is, or you think you know how important it is from a really early age, and then when you get to Alabama, you know, you see it there, and Coach Bryant lets you know exactly how important that is to be able to have bragging rights in your home state. It's important. It's important to so many people in so many ways, you know. It's so important. I mean, it's a part of our culture, the game. The bragging rights, the rivalry of, you know, 24/7, 365. I mean, all those things, and that's what makes it really, really special. And I've got great memories of it. We had really good teams in the early 60s, and Coach Shug Jordan was at Auburn, and what a great coach he was. Coach Brown always spoke really highly of Coach Jordan. I can remember that, but we always handled him. And then my senior year was the run in the mud. And the thing I remember the most about that is everything Coach Bryant said came true during the game. He said it before the game. He said, "We're not going to throw the ball, and we're not going to throw the ball very much. We're going to play for field position." And he said, "Auburn will screw up the kicking game." That's exactly what he said. Auburn will screw up the kicking game. And we got in the game, and if you remember, they mishandled two field goal snaps. They snapped the ball over their punter's head, Tommy Lunchford. It gave us, I think, the field position for the run in the mud. And so you run an option play, and Dennis Holman gets a great block, and you get out there on the outside, and you kind of run through, you hit that chain link fence, you know. And it's you know, great, great memories, because it was, you know, not only Alabama, but because it was in the Iron Bowl, which is, you know, makes it a special play.
Well, you had the privilege of playing for the Bear, but you also played for John Madden, Bum Phillips. Talk about those guys in the pros. What were they like?
Oh, some common threads through my career is I've always played for great coaches. I've always played for great coaches and had great players around me on just about every level. I had a great high school coach in Ivan Jones. We were 29-1 in high school. And then you go play for Coach Bryant, the best of all time, in my opinion, and you get 28-3-2 and two SEC championships and one national in 65. I was a backup quarterback to Sloan. And, you know, you just, great teams, great tradition, winning. And that, that was the reason I went to Alabama, is because of Coach Bryant and because of winning. And that's what he represented. But you go there, you are going to win.
Give us your prediction this week. What do you think is going to happen? And does Alabama have a real shot here? Are they a touchdown underdog? And obviously, we've heard the old throw the record books outline and all the cliches. What do you think?
Everybody, either team has a shot. They always do because it's the Iron Bowl, because of all of those things that are associated with that great rivalry. X's and O's on the field, our offensive line needs to play because the defensive line for Auburn is pretty good. Antonio Coleman makes a lot of plays. Quentin Grove makes a lot of plays. They got a bunch of guys that can run to the ball, and they play really good defense. And that's the strength, I think, of their team. And so Alabama's offensive line's got to play because, as most people say, it's one up front. They always say the big guys and controlling the line of scrimmage and who wins that scrap up there. Usually has a great chance of winning. And then it's turnovers. It's a turnover battle. Both young quarterbacks are turning the ball over. The Auburn offense is struggling getting the ball down the field, but they have when they want to run the ball, they've got some young linemen that have kind of stepped up and Brad Lester. And so defensively, everybody we play runs the ball at us because we are a young, pretty thin group, but big-hearted and tough. You have to like the defense, that front seven, the whole defense over there just playing as hard as they can possibly play, but they're really thin. People bang the ball on them and control the ball on them and make them stay out there too long and wear them down late in games. Good example, Mississippi State, 6-minute drive or a 10-play, 6-minute drive when they had to control the ball. Louisiana Monroe, 4-6 Sunbelt team, when they had to control the ball late in the game, they control the ball on you. So you would think that Auburn's going to come out and run the ball at us and then get their passing game, their play pass game going with those tight ends and Brandon Cox.
And what do you think? Alabama win?
Well, I want Alabama to win. There's no doubt about that. Can they win? Yes, they can win. But they have to play a lot better than they played before. Auburn, just because Georgia kicked them around, doesn't mean that they won't come out and play great football against us. And they're a very talented team when Brandon Cox is going, when they're running the ball, when they get in their play-pass game. Flip a coin. It's the Iron Bowl. Both teams are kind of struggling this year. Auburn struggled early with South Florida. Then they kind of found some rhythm, and now they kind of tailed off. We started fast as we could go and just kind of leveled out. And now, almost a dead stop. So, both teams struggling. Flip a coin. It's the Iron Bowl. You have to give Auburn the advantage because of playing at home, of course, but I think that's the only advantage I'd give them.
All right. Well, Kenny, we appreciate you doing what you do with this program that we get to listen to every weekday. We enjoy that. We enjoy your broadcast, and thanks for your time this morning.
I appreciate you guys helping us out with our show, and we call anytime, okay?
We'll do it. Thank you.
You bet. All right, guys.
Kenny Snake Stabler with us here on the wake-up call. How about that?
Good stuff.
No prediction, though.
That's okay.
Didn't make a pick.
He said he gave Auburn a little advantage at home, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.